Hello, Loop. This is Holly, and I have just begun to write this week's Wow 7 post and realized that I did not insert a recording into last week's Wow 7 post. So this week you'll get two recordings. This one for Wow 7 week 1, and then I'll do another recording for the new list I'm going to post. So our first list was A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And sometimes tricks to help you remember are to alphabetize or make a little rant, chant, rhyme to help remember. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, apt, B, bring up, C, check out, 4, do away with, 5, erratic, 6, figure something out, 7, get back. A, apt, B, bring up, C, check out, D, do away with, E, erratic, F, figure something out, G, get back. And then test yourself. A, apt, got that one. A, B, C, A, apt, B, bring out, C, check out, A, B, C, apt, bring up, check out, A, B, C, apt, bring up, check out, D, E, F, D. And you probably will forget, so look, but try to memorize without looking. So now we've talked a little bit without looking at my post, A, B, C, A, apt, B, bring up, C, check it out, check out, A, B, C, apt, bring up, check out, do away with is D, A, B, C, D, E, and so on. If you practice, you'll get English in your mind, you'll get English, an English workout with your mouth, and hopefully some ideas on how to use the phrasal verbs I introduce, and different usages for the vocabulary I introduce. The recordings will give you listening practice, and I will now record a sentence and some comments for the first week's words. Apt. APT, period, is also used as a common abbreviation for the word apartment. But apt, APT, as a word, is one I like. I use it a lot. You can be apt to do something, or something can be apt. I have sentences here that I wrote using all of the first week's words, and I hope you will reply with new recordings, new sentences, and share your ideas for practicing with these words and phrases in new contexts. So, get back to more disciplined study and practice. You're apt to improve your English if you do. Check out the possibilities. Do away with your fear. Don't let erratic work schedules be your excuse. Bring these words up again and again. If you're not sure of a meaning, ask until you figure it out. Then write a Loop blog post, record a Loop post, comment, or group discussion reply, and use these words. Practice, practice, practice. The more Loopers who practice and post on Loop and use the tagline WOW7 or in the tag of your post, include the word or phrasal verb. Then when we search on Loop, we'll be able to find many examples and reinforce our learning. So please join me with WOW 7 practice. I hope to hear and see many of these WOW 7 words, phrases, used on Loop, used correctly to help you improve your confidence and competence in English. Happy looping!